Initiative Measure Number 2124 Argument Against. I-2124 takes away benefits we need due to injuries, illnesses, disabilities, or age. Experts report I-2124 will take away Washington's long-term care insurance program that covers us when we are disabled, ill, or aging. It will take away our only affordable and guaranteed coverage available because Medicare and private health insurance do not cover long-term care, which 70% of us will need at some point. I-2124 increases costs, pushes more of us into debt. I-2124 would take away long-term care benefit payments and will leave 3.9 million working people with the broken private long-term care insurance market as their only option. Private insurance increases expensive premiums, denies claims, and discriminates against women, charging them up to 70% more than men. I-2124 hurts women most. More than 800,000 Washingtonians, mostly women, are currently unpaid caregivers for a parent, in-law, spouse, or other loved one. I-2124 will increase pressure on women to juggle work, family, and provide unpaid care for loved ones in need, impacting their earning power. I-2124 harms people with histories of cancer, diabetes, or high blood pressure. Under I-2124, millions of people with pre-existing conditions will be left with no care coverage options, since private insurance companies regularly reject those of us with pre-existing conditions. I-2124 is opposed by Washington State Nurses Association, AARP, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Washington State Labor Council, Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates, League of Women Voters.